Hello, my soul-seeking friends. It's Shanna. Thank you so much for listening to Sense of Soul podcast, enlightening conversations with like-minded souls from around the world, sharing their journey of finding their light within, turning pain into purpose, and awakening to their true sense of soul. If you like what you hear, show me some love and rate, like, and subscribe. And consider becoming a Sense of Soul Patreon member, where you will get ad-free episodes, monthly circles, and much more. Now go grab your coffee, open your mind, heart, and soul. It's time to awaken. Today, I have with me Keith Anthony Blanchard. Keith is a spiritual teacher, intuitive speaker, musician, and founder and host of the Center of Light Radio, whose listening audience now reaches 4 million people. Keith is the author of several books, including his original book, which is a bestseller, The Divine Principle, Anchoring Heaven on Earth, and his most recent book, Homecoming, Crossing the Bridge to the Soul, which Keith joined Sense of Soul podcast last year to tell us about. Keith is a strong voice who continues to pursue his passion to both learn and teach about truth. And it's my honor to have Keith with us again. Hello, my friend.
Hello. How you been?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Lots going on, dear.
Lots. Yeah.
If I may ask you a question, how is your spirits with all this wonky stuff going on in the world?
I'm glad you asked that, because I was going to ask you that. So there's so many things on many levels happening. I would say it's a multidimensional issue.
Yeah, right. It's an exercise in multidimensionality.
Yeah. So I've been in a good place. As long as I keep my vibration high, I'm more inward than outward right now. I've had to stay off of the news. I don't want to go to the news, but then yet I don't want to be ignorant as well.
I want to know there's a big dog hiding behind a tree, potentially can bite me. Absolutely.
Right. But I don't need to know what kind of dog it is either. I mean, I don't need to know the details about the dog. I just need to know that it's there and I'm not going to go that direction.
Correct.
However, I don't like to be in the dark. And I do feel that I'm in the dark. And I feel if I do decide to look, that the truth is not there.
You may have heard this before, that the bad people, the elite, they can't do something on the world stage unless they announce it. That's sort of like karmic law. It's how they skirt the law. And I've been seeing this forever. They'll announce something in a movie. And then 10 years later, it happens. So recently, or last year or something, they came out with a movie about train derailment in Ohio. And here's train derailment in Ohio.
I know. So wait, that's really weird, though. I also heard, I think it was one of my kids, you know, told me that the company that was behind the movie is also the same company behind the train.
And they're laughing and they're eating supper over this movie they're watching called Humanity.
You know, it's almost like when your parents smoked pot and you're like, I smell something. They're like, no, this is your imagination. It's like we're being gaslighted.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. We could use some help.
What I think it might be a good idea is, what I think may be possible is if this Project Blue Beam starts. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not. Tell me.
It's a fake alien invasion. Remember that famous video of these kids in a basketball gymnasium and the whale jumps out of the court?
No.
Basically, what they're going to do is use the sky, the nighttime dark sky, as a movie theater screen backdrop. And they're going to take these powerful projectors and shine this movie on the sky, make everyone believe it's true. Jesus is going to be there coming for the second coming. He's going to hang out with Buddha and Krishna. But the idea is to create this fake alien invasion, Project Blue Beam. So here's what I wanted to say, that in such a way, they're inviting the extraterrestrials, the good ones, in to mix and mingle among this shit show. And because of their ability to be in close proximity with us, the game plan they're trying to launch on us is going to backfire. In other words, it's inviting the higher ones in because they can't invade. But somehow the door is going to be open via the elite playing this game.
Yeah, the door is talking about being open. You know, you have CERN, that certainly is something to be concerned about. And I watched the sun, and there's a lot going on with the solar flares every time something weird is going on.
Yeah, the weird is just getting started. There's a lot going on. And it's, believe it or not, it's supposed to happen this way. There's no other way it can happen. That's why it's happening.
And, you know, you have Mother Earth reacting.
Yeah, it's all of this is making her belly rumble and the ground begins to shake beneath our feet.
It makes so much sense. I mean, we're affected. We're just individual beings. I mean, this is Mother Earth. Of course, she's going to react.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk of like doomsday, or there's a lot of revelations, prophecies that are being fulfilled. You know, I've heard a lot of things like that. So you live in fear, though. Now you're compromised. But what are you doing to stay protected? What are you doing?
I am having wild, unbridled, passionate sex with God. Right? Every day. No joke. This started happening a month or so ago. I live in this bedroom. I except to eat when my son's here. We watch TV together. I get him every 3 weeks. I live literally in this bedroom. I love this chair and the chair loves me. But now I've taken this chair after all these many years and turned it into a bed. So I go lay in the bed. I put covers over my head. I don't run the central unit. I use a heated blanket if I need it. If not, when I'm in the chair, I use a little space heater. And it warms up this one bedroom. So I don't need to use these utilities. But when I go in the bed and cover my head, I go talk to my version, my idea of God in the form of a human being today, Swamiji Visvayogi, God on Earth today, and I call his name, Om Sri Sairam Guru Devadatta, Om Sri Sairam Guru Devadatta, over and over and over and over, and I don't budge. My mind wanders, and I don't try to pull my mind back. I try to watch what my mind does and let it do its thing. Om Sri Sairam Guru Devadatta, Om Sri Sairam Guru Devadatta. I've been doing this mantra so long, definitely 21 days. We know about the 21-day habit limit to kick in, engage a new habit, that as I'm making my way towards the pillow, it's already doing it for me. It's already resounding. So the other day, to answer your question in long, the other day, I've been feeling what's known in the spiritual community called Kundalini energy. It's an energy that moves from the base of the spine to the top of your head. When it does, like the Christed or the sainted beings, you see the halo. Also, if you look at the medical staff, the caduceus, it's two serpents that intertwine up a rod, which angel wings. Well, the rod is your backbone. The two serpents is the Kundalini as it makes its way up to the crown chakra. Well, my Kundalini is starting to activate, literally, because of this passionate lovemaking with God. I go in there, it's hitting me now. I go in this space to die. I go in the cave, I'll call it samadhi, unity with God. I go into this cave of samadhi under my cover, literally to die. When I say literally, I mean everything about what I think is me, important, not important, what I think is right, wrong, true, all of that stuff, to burn that away in the fire of worship. And it's beginning to raise this energy in my lower back. It feels very, it's discomfort. Doesn't hurt, but it's a pressure. If you can imagine something inside your skin just pushing outwards, it's undulating, it's pulsing. And I kind of move around a little bit and squirm. And I said, God, push as hard as you can. Keep me sane. Because if this energy goes awry, you will see things that you and feel things you don't understand, and it can actually hurt you physically, spiritually hurt you. So I say, push as hard as you can. Know that I want to be responsible in this. So this is what I'm doing to stay grounded. But day before yesterday in that cave, well, the day before that, I hear in my consciousness says, Keith, don't do the mantra tomorrow. Just leave it, let it be in the background, running like a beautiful song that you're hearing from a distance. So I go into the cave and Om Sri Sairam Guru. No, actually, I didn't say it because I remembered. And I hear it just there. And then my mother shows up and she starts working on this Kundalini energy of mine. And it's being pushed harder And I could tell it's pushed harder, but I'm wondering why is it not even more discomfortable? It's because then it dawned on me, or was told to me, because it's mother energy, and feminine energy has a higher pain tolerance. So we can buffer your pain or your discomfort while your mom and her team of feminine energy can push harder. And so this energy is beginning to move to inside of me. It makes me want to go into the cave and literally never return. But it's beautiful and sad all at the same time, because we grieve when we lose something that's dear to us, even aspects of ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. I've been talking about that a lot lately. That's been coming up a lot. But, you know, with each awakening, which you have many, you're shedding these versions of yourself.
Wonderful word, shedding.
You know, you have to return because you have such a powerful voice and you have such a powerful purpose. I mean, you land on a lot of ears that need to hear.
Thank you for that. And part of where I'm at in my life as a human being, in and of for myself only, but also that includes literally everyone else, is something that's been a dream, a vision. If I have the dream, the vision, it came from somewhere, is to create this foundation, which is an LLC on Roku. Go to Roku and look up Center of Light Foundation, add that to your list. It's populated with all of it. I don't ask for money from no one, never have.
I had you on last time, you were just about to get that rolling.
Right, well, I sat in this chair that I make love to between 6 and 12 hours a day, literally almost every day, and I just got to it. It's populated now with 62 videos. So you can find Center of Light Foundation on Roku. Go to your channel search and Center of Light Foundation, or you can look up hashtag Center of Light, all one word. My dream is to empower people. My goal is, without food, you cannot live. So create a shelter. Without shelter, no one is comfortable. Without proper education, there is no point. And without purpose, you're already dead. So to feed people, shelter people, educate them, and send them back out to the world. That's my dream, my goal, that I'm actually coming into fruition. Hit Center of Light Foundation on Roku, and as you and I are talking. So thank you for that.
Well, you know, I had on a Jan, teacher of Janism. They're minimalist, like extreme. You know, he was actually even telling me about the 500 naked monks in India, but they have nothing. You know, they want nothing of material. Well, you know, material anything. And that's been another thing that's coming up for me lately, is I have way too much stuff. We have way too much stuff. This is a trap, part of the system that's keeping us. And when you talk about like sovereignty, I want to be free from this too, internally and externally. Like I said, multidimensional, because, you know, that's what's happening here. We're getting hit on all levels of our being.
Yeah, like you and I spoke of earlier, it's an exercise in multidimensionality. This thing, whatever it is that's happening to all of us, I get it. It's disconcerting. It's beautiful. It's the watching of a flower unfold, because really that's what it is. But this is exactly what has to happen. It could happen no other way for it to be the perfect lesson, blessing for all of us, so we can begin to integrate that multidimensional aspect of who we really, really are. And so it has to come and knock you on the butt, because then, what, you know, what's the saying? When you fall down, get up. So, and in the getting up process, is that's one way you don't invent a something. So we learned a new way of doing things by that said failure. And so there's no way it can ever else, no possible way it could come about. Those things happening in the sky, those things happening this way. But we can avoid those things by coming together, because that's the whole goal. The whole goal is unity. So if we unite, there's no need for the lesson. There's no need for the karmic tanking on the hiney. Either way, we're going to California from New York. Now, the route we choose is up to us.
Wow. Well, then I'm glad I'm in the middle in Colorado. You know, what's interesting is when you were just saying that, I was just thinking, this is why we're having this conversation right now. This is why I'm twice a week putting out episodes, these true, authentic, raw experiences, regular people, you know, from all over the world who are finding their light within and telling you that you can too, that you're not alone. If you're feeling a snake coming up your spine, you're not alone.
If you feel that energy, those serpents rising your upper back, you'll know it. It feels like something back there is pulsing. It will definitely have your attention. If this does happen to you, I strongly suggest you contact me. I'm going to charge you $5,000. No, contact me or someone else who is familiar with Kundalini energy. One, I don't cost anything as of yet. I never had intentions to do that. But as this energy continues to rise, as the events in the world will do whatever it takes to have us rise to the occasion, the energy is going to raise. And if it grabs you, it could put you as beautiful and as sacred and spiritual Kundalini is. It's the integration of God in you, right? But if you can't handle the God energy that's coming in you, any wonky or non-aligned thought will literally manifest in your life, your body, your experience on a multidimensional level. And you can be, this energy is the most powerful because it's the most potent. So therefore, it's the most dangerous.
I did have like a guy who was on years ago who said that that had happened, and he was not looking for it to happen necessarily. Right. And for like a month straight, like this guy felt crazy. Like, yeah. And he said the same thing as you. He felt this pulsing sensation throughout his body. It was physical and very mental, disturbing for him for a good month.
It feels like something familiar that you've always known or at least had happened in your existence. But it's very uncomfortable. It doesn't hurt. It's like a dull, not even ache. Ache is not a right word. It's a dull, almost ache feeling. When I started this going into the cave, I wasn't going in there to awaken my Kundalini. I just knew Kundalini rises when a person.
Yeah.
When you start making love to God and wanting nothing else, nothing, and you have no material desire. I go in there and I had one, which is part of what brought me into there to be in a state of communion with God for guidance for something Swamiji foretold. He said, Keith, I said, Swamiji, I don't want to play music anymore. I had 30 plus years of it. It was wonderful. I'm done. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm full. He says, Keith, don't worry about money. I said, I made a presentation. I'm done with music. I quit. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. So now I'm in this place of, I have no income coming in. And Swamiji tells me in this interview, this time with him in front of a group of people, Keith, a serious amount of wealth is coming to you. So now that I'm living this, that's when I started going into that meditation, which is, what do I do? What does it take from me on my end? And I'm thinking to myself, Keith, you were already told it's coming. And he's been telling me this for years. So now I'm in a space of being responsible with the funds I do have. And yet I'm pouring all these funds into the foundation with total trust to the universe and Swamiji, who inaugurated the Roku channel. Am I just spending too much money, or is this event presenting itself because Swamiji is saying, go this way? So I'm in this place of trying to be responsible and use proper aligned discernment or jump off the freaking cliff. What's going on right now in the world is God loves you so much, if that's your term, universe, creation, I love chocolate ice cream, whatever's your highest ideal that you hold, it sets the standard and the model of how you unfold your life. There's no such thing as an atheist. It's impossible. You can't be atheist. You may not believe in what people call God, but if you hold your family in the regard of it being the highest ideal, well, that's your highest ideal. That's the model you praise, worship, and unfold your life's platform from. There's no such thing as atheism. But what's happening is the door's open saying, whatever you call me is irrelevant. You can have it. So that sounds like a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. But if you're on the other side of the fence and not clear about what it is you want, the universe is still going to give you what you want. So when I go into the cave of samadhi and I use that strong image deliberately, make wild passion, unbridled love to God. That is intent. When I started this walk many years ago and started creating all these books, which cost me, the first book cost me over $20,000 to create. I just wanted it. I wasn't hoping to be a famous, well, I'd add some of that in there, I'm sure, and money, because that's the drive that makes you want to write the book in the first place. But I spent all this money, even till now, all this equipment I have in my house, this studio, this multimedia stuff, I've shown intent. Every day for however many years, I've been making wild, passionate, unbridled love to God. And because of that, Swamiji stepped forward and says, Keith, you've been making all these videos. Basically, you have served me, yourself, and others well. So I say this because whoever you are listening to this voice or this presentation or this interview, get clear. You have no choice. You will either sink or swim. There is no more gray area. There's no more wading in the shallow end of the pool. It's over. There are many teachers out there. This platform that you're hearing my voice, sense of soul, find yourself inside, be willing. You have to be willing to die. And I don't mean physically, but that is included. You have to want peace, expansion, God, basically yourself at its fullest potential, your essential self, so much so you're no longer interested in anything else. That will shift you to the level of safety, in quotes, if you will, beyond anything else, as well as being of service to other people. And I don't mean just give a guy on the side of the road a couple of bucks. That's beautiful. Keep doing it. Service to a whole new level. Oh, it's the highest vibration there is, because unity and service is God itself. God serves all equally. God is the unified field. So when you start being of service and you begin unifying, starting with those simply around you, you start consciously, without the work, start connecting to God energy. We're all connected to God energy. God energy is everywhere. It's all of us. But the conscious aspect of it is the key. It's the bridge to the soul.
Wow. You said the door is opening. In the episode that I released just this morning, right before I had you on, she said it cracked. So now you're saying it's opening.
At first it was cracked. It's like, Elvis opened the door. Well, Jerry Lee Lewis came in and kicked it down. Same idea. The door has been cracked. Then it's been opened. Now that there's no more door. There's just exposed hinges on each side. And the same door that goes in is the same door that goes out. It's the cosmic womb. It's the divine mother's womb. When that door can either take you to hell or heaven. It's an unbiased door. It's just a door. And it gives you your intentions, conscious or not. It's just a door. There's no demons there and there's no angels there. But yet there can be all of them at the same time, or just the ones you choose. Because if we want to use the word demons analogously, we can look out in the world right now and all its redonkulous and see that stuff playing out everywhere. But if you decide to divert our focus to something beautiful, we see the angelic choir singing.
It's like we so focus on the bad. And what you're telling me is that you've really surrendered and you're trusting.
I'm integrating God.
You have to, otherwise you're going to live in a state of fear, because that's what our brains do.
That's what this is all about. We are all integrating God. People automatically think God, oh, that's good. Well, God is not always good. Meaning, if the fire and the effulgence of 10,000 suns is bursting out of your chest and it moves through a non-clear mind, the inside of the chest is the fire of God. It's all that God stuff, creation, power, will, the creation, the source of things. And the mind being clear creates a beautiful experience. But when that mind is clouded and shrouded with nonsense, and that monkey, wants what it wants, and it doesn't know how to do it, the God that lives in you still shines beautifully and as powerfully as it always will, always has, which never started nor will ever end. your world's going to turn pretty wonky and really dark really quick. So the same God is the light bulb that shines in a movie house, whether it's playing, you know, The Notebook or The Exorcist. It's still the same. You know, God is forever God, but we're integrating that. And so that's the whole idea of the heaven on earth prophecy, that we become the living conscious children of divine light upon the earth. This is what's happening. And those who are not of said vibration, the goal, make no doubt about it, is going to happen. It now simply becomes a matter of responsibility and of choice. Do you want that for yourself? Is basically the gig.
You know, one of the things I've discovered is that I was trying to figure out, why was I receiving the information I was receiving? Like, that's great. It's great history, you know, uncovering things that are hidden, whatever. Then I'm like, what do I do with it? Why do I need to know this? And what it came to was that because this power is so powerful and the children of the light are reclaiming that power. However, there are dark forces that already know and have been abusing the power. So now we, the children of the light, who are awakened to unity, to light, to God, to source, we're needing to wake up so we can reclaim the power. Do you follow me?
Absolutely, because it's that very power that I was just speaking about, that you're speaking about now, is that very power. It's yours. It's your birthright. Wield it responsibly and consciously, and you will have beyond the things prophesied in scriptural books. It's not about only the prophecy and revelation and all that stuff. It is, these may be outer energies at work, and we use those outer energies like that dog behind the tree. We see what it wants, and we can choose to engage with it, or because of said prophecy, we can deflect and change the whole outcome itself. The same God that lived in the prophets in those times that they prophesied those things to come is the same God that lives in us now to prophesy new things to come. It's the same spirit. But those prophecies from the past are signposts that say, this is where we tell you you would end up. Now, do you want these things to continue to unfold? Or do you want to use this powerful information and not have World War III and not have frogs and fish fall out of the sky or whatever the prophecy may be?
I mean, this is really some crazy shit though, Keith. I mean, humans have been in the dark for thousands of years. Now we're awakening and then everything's going to shit. But we're awakening, so I believe that we can reclaim the power of the light in this time. So we need the light in the dark, right? We
absolutely need the light. Most people think you find God in the light. No. The light means you've already found God. You find God in the dark. You can only find the God aspect that you don't know about through the dark. If you have the aspects of your life that are joyful, God is being recognized. The aspects of your life that is not joyful, God is not being recognized. It doesn't mean that God is the unpleasant event. It means that there is a diamond in the peanut butter jar somewhere in there that needs you to recognize it. And when you do, like with a pin flashlight, let's say the size of a freaking huge living room, you walk into that living room dark with a pin flashlight and the dark just simply scatters. It has no choice. It's not like the dark has more power because it's bigger than the pin flashlight. The light just simply cuts through the nonsense and illuminates it, in fact.
So wait, Keith, you know, you've been doing this for a long time.
30 plus.
Let me ask you then, do you see like a difference in the numbers of awakenings and people becoming conscious?
Yes, this is the time to do it. It's exponentiating. Let's use Jesus. Let's pick on old Jesus, dude, baby Jesus. You look at the time when Jesus was around, or any avatar walking around, or any person trying to illuminate, be it yogis in the mountains who may be, anyway. They had it a lot tougher than we do now because those older times were a lot more dark. And so for Jesus, if we can use him as the example, to achieve that level of enlightenment is amazing. And because he started this ripple effect along with others, Buddha, Krishna, whoever's your favorite. And now we're at this place, the expansiveness of this thing is graduating. It's speeding up. It's quickening. So now is the time, without having to do all the work that I've been doing for 30 years, you could probably pass me or anyone else up in a matter of a month if you fell into the right level of losing yourself and pure intention. I've been doing this for so long. You don't have to. This is the time. You got the power of the awakening many behind you. So what is here in the form of no door is going to illuminate you or is going to shut you down. And then you got to start the process of incarnating over and over and over. 26,000 years. Well, it's not so linear, but the idea is, and by all means, if you love the earth so much you want to keep returning, then you keep returning. It's just your choice. Many of us have been doing it for so long. I want to go home for a little while. And who knows, when I get there, you know, it might be a week of my passing. And to me there, it might seem like I've been there 100,000 years and I may come back as my great-grandchild. I don't know. But I'm ready to live, truly live.
Yeah.
Without being afraid. And one can only truly live without being afraid.
And there's a lot of things to be afraid of. But you know what? If you are living from the light is such a frequency that fear can't even exist within it.
And it also, that very light that you're speaking of, dissipates the darkness, the fear you may have around your own immortality. In such a way, you start to get excited about your mortality. Hence the reason I'm going into the cave when my prayers, I don't want to physically die right now, but I'm okay with that. And in that okay with that creates this amazing liberation. And then you start to live your life one of quality versus when you do inevitably pass, one of regret. Mm. You have not actually lived. If you're living with fear, you're not living, you're existing. And so I'm learning, said differently, how to no longer be afraid of anything. Just not be afraid. Become invincible through that integration process of making love with the Creator.
Become unfuckwithable.
That's the word.
You know, I hear a lot right now, you know, there's so many conspiracies and you can go down so many dark roads and, you know, fall of cabal stuff and I mean, just the worst stuff too. Not that I don't think that some of it is true. I do. I'm sure, a lot of it is true, but a lot of it is propaganda. A lot of it is fear-mongering bullshit that's keeping you from your light.
One thing that I say often, which you just said, which is, what is worse than a flat out lie is something told to you mixed with half truth. Because if it's a flat out lie, eventually, very shortly, you're going to catch onto the behavior that this is just all horseshit. But when you start mixing it with some truth, you go, well, we do know that happened in Ohio. We do know that this happened in Memphis because, you know, we know that. And then it's mixed with the propaganda, which still keeps you more so from the absolute truth. You get hooked like a fish.
The worst kind. You're so right. Wow.
How do you know they're lying? Their mouths are moving. Doesn't matter if some of it's true. Oh, they're going to give you the sum of it that's true. But it's pushed with an agenda to keep you scared in unconsciousness.
I know. And so many people are prisoned by it. I mean, so trapped in it and are separated from people because of this. And it's very scary. For me, it has nothing to do with politics. I'm telling people right now, I don't care. It has nothing to do with the religion. It has nothing. No, it really doesn't. And just like what you said, that is exactly what it is. There's this little bit of truth in there that hooks you. And then you're living in fear. And it's very radical as well. It's very radical. And like I said, not that I'm saying some of it is not true, because I actually watched a few things for myself and I'm watching it and I'm like, well, that's interesting. I can't believe they're saying that. I found that to be true. And I was hooked. And then I'm like, wait a minute, this is going really far. Wait, what? Whoa, where'd that come from?
You can lie to people. You dangle the hook in front of the fish's mouth with the cork, as they call it in South Louisiana. And that's okay. You're lying to me. but they make you want to bite the hook by giving you that little sliver of truth that you put that shrimp as bait on that hook so the fish can actually bite. Ah, so here's a piece of shrimp. I'm going to bite. They do these things so that when we do bite behind our back, they can do something else. Do the real thing as to why they threw the fishing line out there in the first place. Bite the hook. Yeah. Let me go do this one. I got you on the line. Pun intended, hook, line, and sinker.
I understand we need to stand up somehow to a broken system. It needs to be fixed. But by being defiant against it is not going to work for the average American.
There's no one in it that is not corrupt, because per se, as a human being, you may not be one doing those corrupt things, but somehow you have been corrupted by the things you see that you keep tolerating within these institutions. So what do I do? Like you said, do I just unconsciously go be defiant and buck the system? No, you can get out and handle it however you can. Know your bounds, know your grounds, know your power, and you change the system inside to the level that you can push and not hurt yourself.
But you know what? There was a guy in Louisiana on a call with like over 1,000 people were listening on this Zoom. This white man in Louisiana was telling everybody what to say to the cop when he get pulled over, because they cannot arrest you if you say this and that. I'm like, listen, white man, that ain't gonna work for everybody in Louisiana, whatever you just said.
Right. You know, I watch sometimes when I get a little bored, constitutional activist videos, the challenging law enforcement. Totally get it. Totally in support of it. And I get it. Some of them go in there to agitate. I get that as well. And if you, that's your gig, if you're into go buck the system because you're a constitutionalist, fantastic. Do it consciously. And they are changing it. They are. Knowing that, for me, I go down the road in my car and someone pulls me over. My license is already out the window, not because I'm giving up my constitutional right. Bro, if this makes you happy and I didn't do anything that's jeopardizing my life, here's my papers. Here's my license. How you doing today, sir, ma'am, whatever. Mr. Blanchard, everything's fine. Have a great day. You have a great day. I'm done. I don't have to go to jail just to prove a point.
Yes, but not everyone's bad. There are a lot of good police officers who literally put their lives on the fucking line every day. And that's their job to, you know, to do these things. We've come to the place where it's our perception. It's like our eyes go red. You're being controlled by the thing that you're trying to get free from.
You're being controlled by the thing you're trying to control.
Yes.
Right. And I love that you said it's perception. That's all it is. There is nothing else. If you look at it from a scientific point of view, if you don't look at a subatomic particle, it's a wave. It's pure potential. It's nothing yet except pure potential. But as soon as you look at it, it turns into a particle. It becomes manifested in the eye of the beholder, if you will. So what are you looking at and how are you looking at it? Well, as I said earlier, if we see even this redonkulous, wonky, stupid, unconscious mess play out in front of us, I use that as a term, but I also see it as this beautiful thing unfolding called humanity. And it's these very things that have to happen no other way, so that in hindsight, however many years from now, I can be have become a conscious part of that unfoldment. And I get the glory. I get the magic. I get the congratulations. I get the trophy. We all get the trophy. So this thing that's unfolding, flowers grow in the month of March, but so do weeds. And so when you hold a rose in your hand, are you constantly bitching because you got stuck by the thorn? Or do you have the rose under your nose and being grateful for its sweet fragrance? Holding a rose, you can get pricked, but you have to be willing to be pricked by the flower to ever have the opportunity to take in its fragrance. Some people get pricked once and never, ever swear they will never pick up a rose again, to their detriment. So the beauty, in order to inhale that fragrance of God, the rose means love, to ever be able to bring in this sweet divine fragrance, you have to be willing to prick yourself. Meaning that aspect of you that hurts, you're going to have to go in there and get pricked all over again. You have to find out what is this thing that is constantly wounding you. And in so doing, then you learn how to hold the rose without getting thorned that way.
I love that analogy. And it makes me think of also that you have a choice to choose destruction or to choose something that will be peaceful. I mean, because I understand in this change, it's a huge thing. We're going to have all of these major shifts as the systems break. But what will be there if there's no system? Chaos would be there. So you have to replace it with something else. You have to have a plan. You can't just go in and bulldoze it all. You know, you have to be the light for your children and people around you and your family and your community.
Be the light.
And it's going to be such a shift and change in the world that it's going to be ugly for a minute. How long do you think it'll last? 7 years of tribulation?
This is going to last to about 2028. So yeah, 7 years. Because Swamiji did say that he's 78 now. When he turns 80, his will be known in the world. In other words, they will know that it's coming from him. Him. Not many people know of him right now. Many Hindus do. Many people around the world do. But we're speaking, this is going to be a common thing, that it's coming from him. And blessed I am, and blessed anyone who to know, even to know of him. You become automatically in his magnetic field. So Swamiji did also say part of that thorn on that divine rose bush is a nuclear weapon will be launched. Now, this is not doom and gloom. It's about loom and bloom. We can change this prophecy, but from where he sits on the divine throne, this is the choice that we're ending up moving towards. So this brings in a lot of horrific possibilities. By no means am I asking anyone to accept such a fate. Become aware of the possibility that it can go down from a divine man from where he sits. This, hello, this does not have to happen. And of course, we automatically lean into the horrificness of it all, that when he made this prophecy, he was here in Memphis, Tennessee, meaning he said someone is going to throw a missile here, but the technology is so strong and so powerful that we're just going to grab it and throw it back. He said, mark my words. You know, people come down, we all come down here to die. Hell yeah, I'm going to go to Earth and play for a little while. It just seems more terrible that it's going to happen in a very large way. Well, there's collective karma involved that leaves everyone else behind to learn the lesson, to continue the dynamic of humanity's awakening forward from such a thing. Can you, as much as the evil and the death that's going to happen, imagine how many in those who are left, the level of compassion that's going to go through the roof. Imagine the level of humanity that's going to be birthed in all of us through said event that does not need to happen at all.
So it's interesting, as much as the news can be so polluting and negative, and it also does show us the face of suffering.
Absolutely. How will we know the world is on the right track is when MSM starts sharing full programs of good news, the good news station. You'll know. When the mainstream becomes good news, we'll know the world has changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Although, you know, you do hear little bits and pieces, like in Turkey, even countries who are at odds with Turkey are helping Turkey.
That is true humanity. I don't have to like you, but I do love you.
Right.
That is the jewel. That is the diamond in the peanut butter jar that we're all going to the cabinet to get. The cabinet's open and we're all hungry, but we want the peanut butter because it tastes really good, but dig a little deeper. Well, how can we eat a diamond? Well, that's exactly what we're becoming. We're leaving the carbon-based DNA and we're becoming crystalline and structure. We're literally becoming a diamond, very nicely cut, very refined, very brilliant, very clear. This is what we're becoming. We're becoming these diamonds. But the world's going to be dark for another couple of years. The monster we never thought could ever exist, he's coming. In fact, it's here. And the beautiful God that we could never possibly imagine was so loving and graceful, it's here as well.
You know, we have to be careful that we are not just so close-minded on the one thing and not be able to see from all angles, all perceptions, all perspectives. That's not being conscious if you are just seeing one way.
Yeah. One of the things I say is leave it alone. Appreciate it. Find what it is that it's teaching you, but leave it alone. If there's something that you don't like, don't engage to the level that you actually engage, be it physically, mentally, just emotionally, on all those levels, it will bite back. Leave it.
It's alone. That dog.
It's that dog. It's that rose that you unconsciously picked up that thorns you. Leave it alone. Get out of the fight. You're fighting with transgenderism. You're fighting with your neighbors, your loved ones. You're fighting because you don't like what's on the TV. This is all an internal bickering. It's an excuse to project your unconscious, irresponsible behavior.
Distraction.
It's a distraction from yourself, yes. And right. When I call it a demon, I don't mean, you monster, leave me alone. It looks that way, and you shouldn't possibly even play with it, as if something or a someone is doing something to you consciously, understanding that they are just the catalyst or the vehicle of our past nonsense and how it manifested. It's just a different lesson with a different face. Well, now it's a collective face, and it's bigger, and it looks like a government and an establishment that's lying to you. It's the centuries-old collective lying to ourselves.
Yeah. This is definitely something that people need to hear. They need to kind of like just get snapped out of it maybe and just, you know, be like, am I spending too much time, you know, on BitChute or, you know, on one of those websites.
And now it's time to break that shit down.
I would like to offer you listening audience a reminder of something I spoke about a little earlier. One way you can achieve your highest level of potential now that there's so many, the awakening many behind you as this powerful momentum is, and I don't mean necessarily go meditate. By all means, go meditate and pray. I'm talking about something else. It looks like meditation and prayer together, but what I'm speaking about is something not different, but deeper. Go inside. When you feel a level that you've hit, so to speak, let go and or bore through it. You know what to do when you're there. Bore through it, and you bore through it by surrendering. Fall. Make passionate, wild, unbridled love with God inside. Mine is Swamiji Om Sri Sairam Guru Deva Datta. If yours is Yeshua Ben Joseph, Jesus Christ, whatever it is, your words that make you feel that you are tapping into the absolute power of the universe, which you can't even explain nor describe or even begin to understand what that is. Your desire to achieve this level of integration will save your soul. Your soul can never be unsaved, but it's a powerful metaphor to say, in this integration of I want you so much, everything else no longer exists for me. I do this 4 or 5 hours a day. You will nicely pop up on the other side of the water, wow, this turbulent ocean that we're experiencing, unscathed. Is to want something beyond what you know as yourself. It will become your guide. It will become your protector. It will become your relationship. It will become your sexual partner, your sexual energy in this time. If you're feeling Kundalini energy rise, God bless your partner. This level of energy, it's God energy. Sexual energy is what is when we procreate, it's sexual. So you will feel this in the region of your lower body begin to move. So bless you, everyone. I'm here. If you need to talk to me, I'm a very personable guy. I am the guy next door. I actually care about you. I do.
You do. And so we can listen to you on Roku, the Center of Life Foundation
on Roku. Go to channel search, or you can type in, I think, # Center of Light, all one word. You can find me on YouTube. Look up Center of Light Radio, or you can find the rest of my life, if you will. CenterofLightFoundation.org. Come hang out with me. I'd love to get to know you. I'd love to play in the garden of forever with you and remember what that's like. It would be my absolute pleasure.
With lots of roses.
Roses.
Thank you so much. You are such a light. And, you know, I think that we're all very lucky to have your strong voice out there, which continues to be a voice to reckon with. And I love it. So thank you.
And thank you for this platform that allows all those qualities you just named. So it takes one to know.
Well, keep going.
Love you, dear. Blessings to you and yours.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thanks for listening to Sense of Soul podcast. And thanks to our special guests for joining me. If you want more of Sense of Soul, check out my website at www.mysenseofsoul.com, where you can work with me one-on-one or help support Sense of Soul podcast by donating to my coffee fund. Thanks for listening.